be here in the theater and actually see the first floor of the theater.
First time. Hey, guys. Thank you very much for inviting me to be a part of tonight's function. And to figure out a way, and I think about it every day, because, you know, my radio show, I have to think every day what I'm going to talk about tomorrow for 3 hours. And it's a national audience, so it can't just be a local issue. But I got to tell you, the issue is the same all over the country. And the issue that we face all over the country is someone has taken the country away from us. And that's so scary, and it's so wrong, and it so violates why people like my family came over to America. It's like the Statue of Liberty doesn't mean anything anymore. It's like everything is about oil. Oil is a symbol for money and power and privilege. It really is. It isn't Democrat, Republican. Because too often, I got to be honest with you, some of the Democrats that get there start behaving like Republicans. They work out on their golf game instead of sticking with bowling. That's wrong. Here's what I think we really, really have to do. We have a government right now. First of all, we have to understand the American people, we really are better than our government right now. We really are. We can't. And I do spend a lot of time traveling overseas. I do other shows overseas. And I spend a lot of time in Europe and South Africa. And I got to tell you, so much of my time these last few years is spent defending America and telling people we are not George Bush. We are not George Bush. Don't define us by that. We'll work on changing that. But in the meantime, we're not interested in taking over the world. What was so scary Tuesday night, that first part of the speech, if you listened and think about what he was saying, he really assumed, not out of being evil, he just really assumes that he was elected to lead the world. That we had signed on to the notion of remaking the world in our image. Instead of making America so wonderful and so free and so equal and so principled that people would want to follow us and copy us, instead we would go over there and say, do as we say, we are in charge. That is so dangerous. Think about it. His goal is to rid the world of tyranny and make the world democracies. So if you're just casually listening to that, you say, well, that's wonderful. And you never get to the next question, wait a second. What if they don't want to be exactly like us? What if they happen to be a fundamentalist society that believes that not all questions should be for a vote because simply God has spoken? That's what they believe. It's not what we in America believe, but there really are some societies that say not every question is for a vote. God has decided, and that's the culture they want. That's the society they want. So we go in without any preparation, without any building of civil society and a government that functions. We go in and say, tomorrow you're going to vote. The dictator gets tossed out, and tomorrow they vote. And who do they vote for? They vote for the terrorist. Everything George Bush said, there is no connection between democracy and anti-terrorism. Democracy is a good thing by itself, but it has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. Nothing. Say, oh gosh, they have a democracy now. Let's be nice. let's not do anything bad. You have a free society. In truth, it's easier for the terrorists. They can meet. They can meet at coffee shops. They can use the internet. What do you think? Because you have a democracy. America's a democracy. Well, it used to be. America, okay? It was 9/11. They hit America. They hit England. They hit Madrid. They hit democracies. It's a different issue. It's a different issue. If you're concerned about security, which we should be, then make America secure, and you do not make America secure by going around the world, starting wars, and recruiting people to grow up and be terrorists and want to destroy America. Every person remember, every time someone is killed by us, they have a child or a relative who will grow up and never forget. And one day when we're not looking, you could be traveling in Europe, you could be traveling in South America, they see your American citizen, and they will remember that you killed my dad, you killed my grandfather, whatever, and there is the seed of a terrorist. And we have a target on our backs. Because this president is leading us into a notion around the world that we are now the only superpower. We can nuke you if you don't do what we say, so you better do what we say. And the other people say, excuse me, we didn't vote for George Bush to be our leader. George Bush is not the leader of the world. He's the president of America. And we don't like that, and we got to change it. And I'll talk a second how we can change that. But we have to stop, because he is signing you and your kids and your grandchildren up to a crusade that has no ending. If the function of America in this world is to make every country a democracy, I promise you, we will always, always, always be at war. Every place in the world, there'll be some country that has a government we don't like. And we suddenly will be involved in every conflict. We are an empire. We are an empire. We are every place. Our military presence is every place. And what that means, even though we don't intend it, is any time a dispute breaks out anywhere in the world, because we are there, the side that is losing the dispute will blame us for being supportive of the other side, and suddenly we're an enemy in a country where we don't even know how to pronounce the names. We get sucked up into every fight, every argument that exists in the world simply because we are there. I'm not saying we should be isolationist. We should be involved, but not militarily every place. We're the ones arming the world. We say to Iran, you can't have nuclear weapons, which is a very good position to take. But think of what they say. They say, well, you just say, you can't have nuclear weapons. Look at you guys. You're the only country in the world that ever used them. That's what they say. Now, we can get into a rational discussion about it. It doesn't matter. We can't use an excuse. We want to make a democracy. That's why we're starting a war. Remember, after World War I, the Allies created this little democracy in Germany, a very weakened democracy. But because it didn't have the institutions and the economic wherewithal to function, people got disinterested in that democratic government in Germany. And in 1933 election, they elected this guy, A. Hitler or something. It's a separate discussion. We cannot buy into this notion that we're going to take over the world, that we're going to fight every place in the world. This is what the president was saying. And the reason we're fighting every place in the world is oil. Not simply to make oil companies wealthy. They enjoy getting the wealth, but that's a little bit too cynical. What it is, though, is the fact that because we are so dependent on oil, and because we've had an administration that has fought every serious effort to start finding alternative sources of energy, we have to make sure that the oil in the Middle East is always available to us. Tyranny? We're not fighting a war in the Sudan. Where were we with Rwanda? You want to see tyranny and lack of a democracy and horrible things happening in Africa and South America? We don't go there. Why don't we go there? Because they don't have the oil. We are in the Middle East because of oil. Because of oil, we want access to it. And that's why initially the decision was made to go into Iraq before there ever was a 9/11. And we weren't even part of that discussion. This president has to go. This government has to go as it's now made up of the people that are. I really think there's a way to do it. And particularly here in Ohio, which is a perfect test case, I honestly believe in this coming election in Ohio, local elections, national elections, statewide elections, those people that will vote Republican no matter who's running, whatever that 30% is, let's assume we can't get them. But there are an awful lot of people in this state that do vote Republican simply because they're not that active in politics. They live in a Republican community. Their neighbors do. John Kerry had a long face, and let's vote for George, whatever. It's not deep thinking. It's culturally okay to vote for Bush. That's who we have to reach. Now, how do we reach them? If we go in and say, vote Democrat, you're starting an argument. And they'll say, why? And then you suddenly, well, that Democrat, yeah, but remember what he did? He spent the whole discussion saying, well, we're really okay. See, I don't think that's the selling point. I think the selling point is, in Ohio, in Hamilton County, in America, we say to the American citizens, please love your country more than your party. Love your country and recognize that it is not healthy that one party for over a decade dominates every branch of government. That is why you have corruption. That is why you have cronyism. That is why you have discussions about going to war and wiretaps without discussion ahead of time. Why? Because they don't have to discuss it with us. They control every branch of government. You could be someone who graduated the 8th grade and you're not interested in politics and you're not hanging out at a university, just a regular person, and that concept is very, very understandable. It's time for a change. The corruption in Ohio, the corruption in America, issues of wiretapping, issues of incompetence with Katrina, issues of the mess in Iraq, and now the whole Middle East is having governments of terrorists and Hamas and Hezbollah and the Muslim Brotherhood and all of that. It's all out of control. Why is it all out of control? Because there's no accountability left in government anymore. One party has controlled the whole show. It is time for all Americans to stand up and say, yeah, I might have voted Republican a few times, and maybe my dad was a Republican and all that, but you know what? That's right. It really is, for the sake of America, time for a change. We have to have a two-party system. We have to have a debate. We have to have a discussion. We, the citizens, have to make a decision about where our country's going to go. Love your country before your party. People in Green Township will understand that. There are an awful lot of people on the western half of Hamilton County, the eastern half, the surrounding counties in western Ohio. There are people that really understand that notion. And if we get enough of them to go with that which is the truth, it isn't just a slogan, it's the truth, then they will come to us. Then we have to perform once in office. We have to earn their trust. And then maybe in the next election, they will vote Democrat. But the first step is to remove them from their current habit. If it's an argument, vote Democrat, not Republican, I'm telling you, we're going to lose. We lose election after election after election in this state. Because you force someone to say, well, why do you want me to vote Democrat? I'm a Republican. And then we badmouth them and make them feel like they're stupid because they voted Republican. It isn't going to work. You're not going to get that. You got to get it. If you're worried about 08, think about 06. Think about this year. It's a two-step process. First, we get it to think about loving America. We do need a two-party system. There is corruption. Throw the bums out. Those people in the state house, those people in the U.S. Congress, those people in the Senate, they just got to go. Not because some of them may not, it's not all of them are horrible people. It isn't about that. So you could like Chabot as a person and say, yeah, we like you, but I love my country more than my party. So, Steve, I'm going to have to vote against you this time because it's important for America that we have a two-party system. It's important for America with this president that there's a Democratic Congress so we get a discussion, we get a debate, we can talk about eavesdropping, we can talk about the war, we can talk about why there's no money for our health care, there's no money for education, and all those things that are important to us. We have to have that discussion, and that is why we will help you, Steve Chabot, get a job. I will personally hire him. Yeah. I will let him be audience coordinator for my television show. So we don't have to get into this. We don't have to get into this argument, Democrat, Republican, like that. That's not a fight we're going to win. I know we're right, but it doesn't matter. They don't believe it. And they have to learn it for themselves. It's like even with your own child. You can't just lecture your child. Your child has to come to understand it. And then eventually your child, in most cases, grows up and says, wow, the kid saw the light. So let them understand first, we have to have a two-party system. We have to be part of this discussion. It's like when people call my radio every day, they're mostly disagreeing with me. And that's okay. I encourage those calls. But all of a sudden, they hang up and say, wow, it was a discussion. And yeah, maybe there is a point. That's what we got to do. I'm not running these campaigns here now. And, you all make your own decisions in your own individual campaigns, whether it's, Strickland's campaign or, the Senate races, the congressional races, state house, whatever it is. You'll decide. But I'm pleading with you, as much as I believe anything in politics, the way we can win in Ohio is the basic theme, love your country before your party. Two-party system is necessary. Throw the people who have been running this government for the last 10 years out and give some new people, fresh blood, a chance. And reasonable people will start nodding their heads and saying, yeah, it's right. Now, you won't get the 30%, as I said, that will always vote Republican. But think about how many people end up voting Republican just because the neighbors do. They're living in the neighborhood that does. It's all that stuff. We can win it. And you know what? I don't want to be a Democrat if we don't earn it. What's the point? Let's face it. We got involved in politics because we wanted to make life better for people. Not because, I want to make the Democratic Party better. The Democratic Party is the vehicle. It's the vehicle. And if we turn out to be the party that really does make life better for most of our citizens, not just the wealthy, if we can be a party that really does get that kind of stuff done, people will come to us. Don't worry about how well you're going to, how are we ever going to organize this. You'll be breaking down the doors to get in. We have to perform before we're going to get loyalists. And the first step is to just get people to understand one party rule. just isn't healthy. And that's why we have all the corruption. They don't have to worry. They don't ever think they're going to be challenged. No one's ever going to question them. They can't possibly lose their seat. It's a safe seat. They run the committees. That's it. I promise you that's it. Love your country. Who's going to argue against that? You want to take patriotism back? You want it to be part of our party slogan? Love your country before the party. They will vote our way. But the best news of all is they'll vote our way because we deserve it. Thank you.
Involved getting the right leadership for that state. to show how the state could win elections, to show how the people could work from the grassroots up to secure candidates, to open doors, to open minds, and to get votes. We've learned an awful lot since that night about a year ago, and it is my privilege tonight to introduce part of Ohio's turnaround, similar to Colorado's, and that is our new state Democratic Party chair, Chris Redford. State of the Union was. Well, we in Ohio know what the State of the Union is. A state that lost more jobs during his presidency than any other state in the Union in terms of losing jobs. A state where our seniors and people who have no health insurance, who can't afford the cost of prescription drugs, aren't even allowed to make that short journey up to Canada to get medicines for cheaper costs. We're a state where government is in the throes of corruption. A governor who has pled guilty and whose portrait now adorns the wanted list. An attorney general who has failed to stand up for Ohio's consumers against the rape that is taking place by big oil, big insurance, and big medicine. An auditor who has been asleep at the switch because she readily admitted when she ran for the job it wasn't a job that she wanted, and we see now that she didn't want the job as all that corruption took place right under her nose without so much as any effort to discover it. That is the state of Ohio, which reflects the state of our nation, which our party and our party chair is going to turn around. I briefly ran for the position of Ohio party chair, but I came to know very quickly that the gentleman who's about to come to this podium from Northern Ohio, we don't hold that against him down here, but Chris Redford, I quickly came to know that Chris Redford was far more qualified for the job. He was the right person for the job. He's a former county commissioner serving several terms. He found out the way that you win elections is you don't just give speeches, that you have to get out there. You have to hit the pavement. You have to knock on the doors. You have to go to the halls. You have to introduce yourself to people. You have to talk the talk, and then you have to walk the walk afterwards. He did that in his home county, and they rewarded him by electing him county commissioner several times. Chris didn't stop there. He then went to the General Assembly, was elected as a state representative, and quickly rose through the Democratic ranks to become the Ohio House Minority Leader. And in that position, raised millions of dollars and won elections for Democrats around the state of Ohio. It's amazing that he wants to bring his talents to the Democratic Party, but he was willing to give up that leadership post instead to serve us, to help make Hamilton County better, and to help make each of the 88 counties in Ohio Democratic counties, counties that are really going to turn this thing around. So ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you a person of tremendous energy, a person who has great vision for what our party can again become. A person who is going to tackle this effort with every ounce of energy that he has. A person who recognizes that the measure of our success is going to be reflected in the elections that we win. A person that is going to help us take back Ohio. Ladies and gentlemen, our Ohio Democratic Party Chair, Chris Redford. Todd.
those who think a Democrat cannot do well in Hamilton County, let them meet Todd Fortune. I love coming out to gatherings like this where there's an open bar. And Democrats are gathered together to talk about hope, opportunity, and yes, responsibility, and how we are going to turn our state around sooner rather than later. Time is fleeting. Nights like this, ground's thawed, slight rain makes you feel like going up, putting up some yard signs tonight, doesn't it? Get out there, put a few up, take a few down. I'm not pointing fingers. Hamilton County, the county that gave us Phil Heimlich. How about that run for lieutenant governor? God bless him. Bob Taft. Congratulations. You know, Tim can talk about Northern Ohio all he wants. We only gave you Tom Noe. Ken Blackwell. He is the finest. Oh, come on. It's not like he doesn't hate everyone. He's the finest politician in the state of Ohio. He opens up his refrigerator late at night. The light comes on. He thinks it's a television crew. He's giving a speech. He's ready to go. So much hate in Ken Blackwell. The guy's got to get out more. The county that gave us Jerry Springer. I've known Jerry for about 17 minutes now. He's a great man, a great American, and we love him a lot. And God help us. I want to say this, that I am pleased to be here in the presence of all of you. I'm serious about it. Tuesday nights at Funny Bones, I'll be appearing. See, when I became the state party chair, I decided to cut my salary in half. I have to augment that salary by appearing statewide at comedy clubs. You open it up by saying you're the state party chair, it's good for about 15 minutes of laughs. State party was broken into a couple of months ago. Computers were stolen. Good news is we didn't have electricity. We didn't know how to operate them. There wasn't anything. All right, that's enough. It's always important to have fun, isn't it? Yeah, it's great to be here in Hamilton County with your great chairman, Tim. He's done a great job. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it. And all of you, more importantly than Jerry, myself, Commissioner Fortune, the chairs of this great event, the chairman of the state, the chairman of the local party, the candidates running, seeking office, the elected officials. It is not about us. It is not about those elected officials. It is all about you and the families we care so deeply about. It is not about me. It is not about Jerry. It is not about our terrific mayor down here, Mark Mallory. It's not about David Pepper. It's not about those great members of city council. It is about the families we care so desperately about. And whether or not this party is going to offer opportunity and responsibility and give hope once more to Ohio. To make Ohio great once more. It used to be we were proud to be Ohio, and some of us may still. There is a malaise across our state. There is this fatigue. 262,000 lost manufacturing jobs. More Ohioans today without health care. Tuition rates higher than ever. Health care costs out of control for those who can afford accessible and affordable health care. And what do the Republicans have to tell us? By God, gays can't get married in Ohio. That'll solve all our problems. Strip away a woman's right to her reproductive rights. They will divide us again. I suspect Ken Blackwell is working on an issue right now that will ban gay illegal immigrants from Ohio coming across the lake from Canada. Oh, God. They will divide us, friends. They will. That's what they're good at. And it's sad. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. It's sad. As Democrats, we will not allow them to divide us anymore. We will continue to come back to the issues that matter most to Ohioans. Economic opportunity, whether or not the job you have today will be the job you have tomorrow. Because the issues that concern the people of Delhi Township, the people who live in Dale Cliffs, the people who live in Catawba, how am I going to pay my rent tomorrow? Am I going to be able to get the mortgage payment in? My child going to be able to afford great universities like Ohio State or the University of Cincinnati or the Bowling Green State University? Oh, it's Bowling Green. Jerry mentioned the Statue of Liberty. Bowling Green and the Statue of Liberty have a lot in common. You know that. There's a saying at the base of the Statue of Liberty, give us your hungry, your poor, your C student, those who can just send a check in. That's Bowling Green's motto. Ohioans, friends, I'm just getting started. Ohioans, friends, we have the same challenges. And it's time this party, the great party of Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, it's a time this party stand up and start acting like a party, offering opportunity, responsibility, and hope. Could care less who's a Democrat, who's a Republican running the state. They could care less. They want a governor. They want a leader. They want a legislature. They want an attorney general that's going to look out for them, first and foremost. It's going to get up every morning and spend every minute of the day thinking, how can I make the lives of the people who live in Defiance County or in Claremont County that much better, just a little bit better? Well, I have a plan to get that done. I hope you give me about 48 minutes of your time. Get comfortable. I'll talk a little bit about how we, this is not about me, it's not about Tim, it's not about elected officials, how we are going to turn this state around with a strong and energized and reinvigorated party that we can all be proud of. That we can stand up, yeah, we've got a big tent party. No one is as strongly committed to the reproductive freedoms of women and their right to health care in this state than me. No one is as opposed to the death penalty in this state than me. And no one can stand before you and say, you know what, President Bush, you want to send us to war in Iraq? Send one of your daughters. My brother went for three terms. Why not his? I can say that. We also can say that in our great party, in our great Big Ten party, pro-life Ohioans are welcome as well. Ohioans who believe in issues that some of us perhaps don't believe in are welcomed as well. As long as you are committed to improving the economic interests and abilities of Ohioans, as long as you are committed to investing in the lives of young people, those at the sunrise and those at the sunsets of their lives, as long as you're committed at the end of the day to putting back power into the hands of the people of the state of Ohio, you are a Democrat and you are welcome in this party. When my brother got home last week from Iraq after his three tours, no one was as relieved as my mom. And no one was as pained as my mother, knowing that two streets down, a young soldier from Red Horse was still over in Iraq. Democrats can stand with conviction and say, we love our country. Democrats will stand and must stand with conviction and say, if you love our country, you bring our troops home now. Our state is drifting aimlessly. 262,000 lost manufacturing jobs just in the last few years. It is cheaper to send a child to Arizona State University in Tempe to place that child on a plane over at the airport than it is to send that same child to Ohio State University and pay the same tuition he was. Today in Ohio, there are more seniors without access to affordable health care than any time in our nation, in our state rather, in our history. And what are we going to do about it? We have defined the problems, and we can point at the other side, as Jerry suggested, and say they are crooks and criminals and convicts in the case of a couple of them, we'd be right. But if we only do that, as Jerry reminded us, if we only point at the other side and say they're a bunch of crooks who led our state into disrepair, dysfunction, and disarray, we lose. People in defiance could care less who leads, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. They care whether or not they're going to lead us with conviction and courage and a commitment to the issues that matter most. And this is how we're going to do it. We will build a county from the bottom up, from the grassroots up, in 88 County Party, where decisions are made in places like Cincinnati and Lima, not places like Columbus and Boston and New York and Washington. We will have a party where decisions on recruiting the best and brightest come from all of you. Now, I know a little bit about winning in Erie County. I know how to win in Fort Clinton. My first elected office was Precinct 1A Central Committee person, 1988. I won 14-2. Huge. I, as the chairman, however, don't know the best candidates, the best approach, the best message for Western Hamilton County. I would go see Steve Driehaus, who has successfully run and won and will win again this November. Former Councilman David Pepper. These are the people who know how to win in Cincinnati. It's about time the party start listening to them. An 88 county party built from the grassroots up, focusing on incremental growth. You know, we have spent a lot of time in great counties like Cuyahoga County improving our turnout with huge numbers. Huge numbers. We should be very proud of the work we've done here in Hamilton County to in turn pick up Democratic votes. But you know what? We have failed in 65 other counties. 65 counties where Democrats have walked away over the course of a generation. That ended when I was elected the party chair in December of last year. I come from Ottawa County. I am the last Democratic legislator left in 29 counties in northwest Ohio outside the city of Toledo. The only one left. We cannot cede to the Republicans on issues like security, and we must never cede geographic sections of the state. We will compete in every county. If we were to increase voter turnout for Democrats by just 1% from Claremont County to Butler County, on up to Toledo, Defiance, Williams County, over to Geauga County, just 1 percentage point in 65 counties, 1 percentage point, John Kerry would have won by 250,000 votes. 1 percentage point. It is so doable, it's almost obscene that to think that we just, as party leaders, walked away from that philosophy of an 88-county party. In each county, we will provide you the best, the brightest, the most energetic, those who led the charge, disenfranchised with the former party and the former party leaders from the state of Ohio in Columbus, and went to work on your behalf through DFA or DFO, working for Blue Ohio, working for any number of progressive groups, including Stonewall Democrats, the Women's Leadership Forum, Democratic Federated Women, Labor, Environmentals, and of course progressives. Leaving the party over the course of last year because this party left you. And you worked so hard and we just came up a bit short. I invite you back to the table. You have a seat. Please come. But don't get comfortable. Those seats aren't made for keeping you fanning warm. We're going to get to work. I need you to work on victory squads, which within each and every county, where we will have in place early on through the course of not just the 06 cycle, but through the 08 cycle, county coordinators, grassroots outreach coordinators, volunteer coordinators, coordinators canvassing, coordinators phone bank, minority outreach, absentee, and media. Empowering all of you from the grassroots up in all 88 counties. That approach may sound new to Ohio, it's too bad. It worked in Colorado. It worked in Montana. In Montana, where the House and Senate are now controlled by Democrats. In Montana. I'd like to take credit for all the good things that are about to happen. I'll take a little. But it's all up to us, to you, whether or not we'll be successful. Jerry Springer is right. Jerry Springer is right on so many levels. This election for governor, for attorney general, for secretary of state, for auditor, is the most important election, because if we win those seats, there is no doubt that a Democrat will be elected president in 2008. No doubt. I mentioned 65 counties, 1% growth in each county. John Kerry wins by 250,000 votes if that happens. I am committed to building a grassroots party, both in word, but more importantly in deed. Your building up there in Columbus, the state party headquarters, should be an inviting place. That's why I opened the building up literally and figuratively, inviting all Democratic-affiliated groups, from Stonewall Democrats to Catholic Caucus to the Veterans Caucus to women's pro-choice organizations, to come to our party. I've reached out to party leaders across our state, including the great Commissioner here, Todd Fortune, and asked them to take leadership roles. And I'm delighted to tell you that Todd was the first to accept that invitation. He will now serve as a vice chair for the Ohio Democratic Party. And I'm so pleased that he's going to join me now. And finally, we cannot do this alone. It is not about 2 or 3 or 10 or 50 of us. It's about all of us. Before you, we've distributed sign-up cards, and I hope you take a moment or two to fill them out and mention to us areas that you would like to help. You want to do something to take back our state. It's time we get started. On the way home tonight, I'm going to pull off on every interchange berm on 71. I'm sticking up yard signs. You think I'm kidding? I need all of you. We need all of you. Because those families who live 10 blocks from here, who live 100 feet from here, they need us more now than ever. It's not about Bob Taft and his golf game. It's not about Tom Noe and gold coins. It's not about the fact that Jim Petro, not only can he pick those running mates, but he's walked away from his obligation as the chief law enforcement official in the state of Ohio. It's not about those crooks and criminals and convicts. It is about your Democratic Party and what we are about to do to change our state and the lives of families everywhere. It will be through opportunity, responsibility, and hope. And I'm looking forward to get started. Let's go. Thank you.